This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Burke. The United States has charged four Chinese nationals with visa fraud for allegedly lying about their membership in China's armed forces. As Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda reports, three of the four are in custody, but the fourth is said to be in China's San Francisco consulate.
The FBI says it believes that a woman, Duan Tang, had served in the Chinese military but claimed she didn't on her visa application, which they say is fraud. There are espionage concerns. Duan worked at the University of California. The news comes just a day after the U.S. ordered China's Houston consulate to close, quote, to protect American intellectual property and private information, without giving specifics. China's state media said in editorials on Thursday that the order to shut the Houston consulate is an attempt to blame Beijing for White House failures ahead of the November presidential election.
That's Reuters' Matthew LaRotonda. The Justice Department's Inspector General's Office says it will conduct a review of the conduct of federal agents who responded to unrest in Portland, Oregon, and Washington, D.C. AP's Ben Thomas has details.
Local authorities in both cities have complained the presence of federal agents has exacerbated tensions in the streets. In Portland, Mayor Ted Wheeler has been among those tear-gassed, and federal agents have been accused of whisking people away in unmarked cars without probable cause. In Washington, investigators will look at the training and instruction provided to agents who responded to protest activity at Lafayette Square near the White House. Among questions are whether the agents followed Justice Department guidelines, including identification requirements, the deployment of chemical agents, and the use of force. Ben Thomas, Washington.
This is VOA News. The Director General of the World Health Organization on Thursday upbraided U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo for making what he called untrue and unacceptable allegations, responding to media reports that Pompeo had claimed the health agency chief was bought by China. Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus insisted the WHO was focusing on saving lives as he lashed out at the comments that British media said Pompeo had made at a closed-door event this week in London.
If there is one thing that really matters to us and which should matter to the entire international community, it's saving lives.
The Times of London reported this week that Pompeo had told a gathering of British lawmakers that he had intelligence suggesting that Tedros had been bought by China's government and that his election as WHO chief in 2017 had led to the death of British nationals. The number of laid-off Americans seeking unemployment benefits rose for the first time in months as the coronavirus spreads in some states. AP's Shelley Adler reports.
Weekly jobless claims jumped to 1.4 million last week.
That's the first time we've seen an increase in claims since late March.
PNC chief economist Gus Fauché.
It could be that we're seeing more businesses close down because either states are restricting economic activity to control the spread of the virus or simply that the consumers aren't going out.
The Labor Department says that roughly 32 million people are receiving unemployment benefits, although some economists say that figure is likely closer to 25 million. Shelley Adler, Washington.
New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's outrage over a Republican lawmaker's verbal assault on her expanded Thursday as she and other Democrats took to the House floor. In an incident witnessed by a reporter, the Florida Representative Ted Yoho, a Republican, angrily confronted Ocasio-Cortez this week and profanely insulted her for asserting that higher joblessness and poverty could account for some crime increases. Ocasio-Cortez said that the incident is indicative of a culture of sexism and violence against women.
It is a culture of lack of impunity, of accepting of violence and violent language against women, and an entire structure of power that supports that.
Representative Yoho expressed some contrition for the incident this week, but Ocasio-Cortez has rejected it as insufficient. For more on these stories, visit voanews.com. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.